Yo, what's good? Welcome to the Highly Profitable Programmer Podcast. I'm your host, Don Lamar, and we're here, we talk about the surest path to multi-million dollar status as a self-taught programmer. I'm on a journey, I'm bringing you along with me, and in today's episode, this is where it all started. The shift in the thinking. Most times, people don't ask themselves the right questions. It's the smallest things that make the biggest difference. And I'm going to show you that today in this episode. Let's go. Have you ever waken up in the middle of the night with so much anxiety around money? Not like, hey, you know, I owe like a mob boss a lot of money, but fear, deep-seated fear and uncertainty to know where is the money going to come from? Is the money even coming? I woke up many times that way, and my situation is probably a lot like your situation, is that I need to make at least a good $2,000 to $3,000 a month. Now, that's not a lot, but in hindsight, every single day up to that point, I've earned probably $100. Actually, probably close to $1,000 every other month. That's not going to cut it. So bills are due. And the monthly bills are due, like that's going to guarantee come out your paycheck. So how can you survive? And this has been a struggle a lot. But what hasn't happened in all of this is the appropriate action to actually combat it and not only reduce the fears, but bring within certainty that I would actually earn money every single day. So here's what I learned. To earn money every single day, to fight the anxiety monsters, is you need to put in your mind a goal of how much money you are going to make every single day. You got what I'm saying? Every day, no matter if you believe it yet or not, you make that your goal. That includes Saturdays and Sundays. So here's how this happened for me. I know you're going to find some use out of this. What happened is I decided that I'm not going to allow my fear and uncertainty to be the reason why I don't earn money every day. I made up my mind to believe, to accept without any physical evidence, but to know that if I'm capable of thinking and visualizing it, I'm also capable of using whatever resources I have available, everything in my power, to make it into reality. That's what I did. So I said every single day, I now earn $1,500 a day. And if I don't make that every day, including Saturday and Sunday, it is unacceptable. Now watch this, because to this point, I haven't earned that money every day. And most likely, whatever goal you make, it's not going to be a reality just because you said it. But what you say have the ability to become. And it only becomes when it's true. And if it's true, meaning your actions have to follow what you're saying. You say something and then you also need to do everything in your power, action, to not contradict it, even in thought. No thought. I even accept that it's true. I'm so laser focused on what my goal is that to me, it's a reality. And everything I do is just a little piece of bringing it into this reality. Now watch this. When I said that, hey, the day is over, I haven't earned that money, that is unacceptable. That's what I said to myself. And from there, I asked, why haven't I earned $1,500 that day? And what occurred to me is something that haven't really occurred to me ever. And all the time, I've never thought that, well, I can't earn money if I don't have anything to sell. You understand what I'm saying? It makes sense. If you don't have anything to sell, how can you expect to earn money? If you're not selling every single day, how can you expect that someone's just going to get up and give you money? That's what hit me. Not that whole sentence did hit me, but it's the thing is, once I've said, why haven't I, my mind opened up. And I thought, well, what's the reason why I haven't earned $1,500 a day? See, what happened is that I started functioning beyond my limited conviction that I'm not even going to earn any money yet until I get a job. You hear what I said? You hear what I'm saying? That's how I've approached it. That's how maybe you might be approaching it and you don't have a job. Say if you don't have a job or you don't have the job that you want. You have told yourself, you're convinced that no money will make its way to you until you get that job or a job. Now, why is that? Why did that happen in your mind, your inner psychology? Why were you convinced that you won't make money? Is there some unshakable evidence somewhere that said there's no possible other reason why you would ever earn any more dime than you have right now, to the point to where after you get that job, then that's when the money's going to pour into your hands? That's the inner psychology that I was having. So of course I'll get up and feel anxiety because there's nothing happening on a day-to-day basis. And even watch this, on an hour-to-hour basis. Now I'm gonna break it down to you. First off, if you don't have anything to sell, that should open your brain. Wow, you know what? If I just sold something for, let's just say, $25, well then you can start doing math now, can't you? $25 times 100 people, how much money is that? $25 times one person, one person a day? If you sold something for $25 every single day, you could start earning money. You see what I'm saying? So the fact that that door is closed to you, you are justified. In fact, what it is that you desire is giving you a signal. It's a sign like, listen, you can't fully, what needs to be expressed to you can't be expressed because you got the door closed. Now, let me tell you something else here. Before I go on about something else that's going to help you some more. I have looked at two senior developers, their profiles on LinkedIn. No joke. Each one of them is pulling a hefty 17,000 followers, and another one's doing 32,000 followers on LinkedIn. Every time they post really good information, like they have these infographs, they post those infographs, and then guess what? They're getting hundreds and hundreds of likes and comments and views, hundreds of thousands. You know, they're getting a lot of views. But guess what? When I had that shift in my brain, because I was looking at what are other programmers doing? What are other people doing? How, you know, is this, am I onto something for myself? What are other people selling? Are people selling something? You wouldn't believe this. Just two people. They're seniors of software developers. They have nothing to sell. Nothing to sell. The only thing that they sell is the fact that they, well, actually, they don't sell anything. They don't sell anything. I tried to find, I looked at the websites. They don't say to buy anything. They just say to contact me. They just say, hey, I'm doing LinkedIn. Check out my YouTube videos. They don't even say to subscribe. You see what I'm saying? Like, it's a small thing. But what I noticed is that it's the inner psychology that's happening that affects how you go about doing something. So if it's money you want, which I'm sure you do, that's why you're listening to this podcast, then decide in your brain how much money per month, I mean, per day, not month, that's too far, per day that you want to earn, okay? Now, guess, watch this. When you, for example, when you don't reach that goal for the first day, because I'm going to explain it why, but if by chance you do, fantastic. If you do, great. But if you don't, or whenever you don't, here's what you do. You say to yourself, this is not acceptable. And then you ask yourself, why haven't I earned X amount of dollars a day? Or sorry, today. And then you let your brain do the thinking. And when the brain starts thinking, you're going to start getting different ideas. Well, first of all, I got to sell something. So I have to sell something that is in high use value. Then I ask for a monetary value. Now, I got that statement from a multimillionaire from Canada who wrote a book that he broke down 7 principles to become a millionaire. And one of those principles was that you need to sell something that is high in use value and offer it in low monetary value, so far as comparison. So let's think about a tennis shoe, like some shoes. Shoes, you're going to have them for what? Years, probably, right? But how much did it cost? If they're really expensive, they're going to be $100. But really, they're somewhere between $60. But how much would you pay for something if you have it or use it for every year or 2 years? $60? Really? That's like less than a dollar a day. So the thing is, you have to think about what is valuable to someone and what can they give you in low amounts, somewhere within the $50 to $150 range, right? That needs to be something that you spend time thinking about. That could be a weekend, 8 hours a day on a weekend. It could be 4 hours, brainstorm. But look at what other people are doing that you think that you could do. Something that's aligned with whatever skills you have and is not also going to take you outside of a skill that you can use to get a job. So the thing is, every time you ask yourself, why haven't I earned money today? Why haven't I earned my goal today? Every situation, everything you think to do, do it right away. And by doing that, you're going to decrease the risk of it not happening. You see what I'm saying? So if you went from not having anything to sell to now having 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 things to sell, all of a sudden that's 4 or 5 ways in which people, money, can make its way to you.